Chapter 1. London, Now. The restaurant overlooked the London skyline of towering buildings. The structures were illuminated with office lights, creating a bed of warmth floating in the night sky. Floor-to-ceiling windows allowed the restaurant-goers to focus on the outside world while waiting for their exclusive menu of starters and cosmopolitan cocktails. The diners ranged from romantic couples to groups of friends out for a refined evening, all creating memories and mischief. The table staff were methodical in ensuring a smooth experience for their clientele, gliding around with effortless composure. The Oxo Tower had a distinctive character to its location and history, overlooking the river on the south aspect of the embankment. It was a common destination for people to enjoy an elegant evening. The history of this building dated back to the early 1900s, when it was a power station, providing electricity to the Royal Mail and Post Office services. Subsequently, it became a meat factory in the 1920s, producing stock cubes called Oxo. Cameron glanced at his tourbill and watched as he ascended in the lift towards the 12th floor of the Oxo Tower for the reception of the restaurant. As he leant on the far wall, he caught the eye of the other two female passengers. They smiled covertly to each other upon seeing him. However, they were not at all subtle in how they assessed the attractive gentleman from head to toe. Both took in his smart, freshly cut and groomed hair, his well-fitted blazer, the tailored shirt underneath, and pristine black shoes that were complemented by symmetrically tied laces. The light stubble on his face highlighted his sharp facial features, which, with the slightly deliberate rough look, combined with elegant clothing, made him seem even more irresistible to those women in the lift. They wanted him to take note that he commanded their attention. Cameron directed a polite, rather thin, non-committal smile at the women, making it clear that he was uninterested in conversation. He kept both hands in his pockets, patiently waiting for them to arrive at their designated floor. This restaurant was one of his personal spaces where he could attend without a reservation. He always managed to secure a table for his dinner date for one. It had been some time now since he had been accompanied, and it was obvious that he had no intention of diverting from this practice tonight. Over time, he had become friends with the staff and appreciated that no attempt was ever made to elicit any personal information from him. Cameron did not intend for these two women to break that code of his. He allowed himself to be kind and gentlemanlike. However, he ensured he did not give off any further signals of attention towards them. As the lift doors opened upon their arrival to the 12th floor, he waited while the ladies approached the reception desk, where they were greeted by the concierge, who looked over and held his finger up to Cameron. "I will be with you in one moment, sir." Cameron nodded, patient and poised. When a waiter returned, he led Cameron to his usual seat, where Cameron crossed his legs and leaned back in his chair. His trousers were the perfect length when seated to expose just enough of his black socks neatly resting in his shoes. As he calmly went about adjusting his shirt cuffs so that they made just a slight appearance from underneath his blazer, the waiter took note of Cameron's order of his usual glass of wine before departing. On his next return, he set down the glass of red wine on the table for Cameron. He nodded at the waiter with a smile and gracefully moved to pick the glass up gently from the stem between the tips of his fingers and thumb, as one would imagine picking the petals off a delicate rose. Cameron took his time to savour the wine as it slowly coated his tongue and moved down his palate, sitting there to just be at one and taking in his surroundings. Upon finishing his drink, Cameron stood from his chair, smoothed down the front of his suit, and made his way toward the exit. However, the gaze of the two women from the lift drew his attention. He smiled to himself and shook his head before making a beeline for the waiter, where he pulled him close and whispered in his ear. "You see those ladies over there?" The waiter nodded. "Put their bill on my tab and tell them I apologize for not being able to entertain. I have an early morning." The waiter nodded. "Yes, sir, of course." Cameron gave a brief smile to the women and then stepped into the elevator. The local gym is a sanctum for self-inflicted punishment, the physical for Cameron is his form of therapy, both mental and emotional. It was Wednesday morning and the training session was, as always, an intense boxing interlude with no respite in sight. The punching bag resonated with elegant movements resembling a work of art, yet the energetic tone suggested an intense battle raging deep within and beyond the various layers to shield his emotions. The spirited atmosphere could have been mistaken for a nightclub, with the neon-lit room blasting a music theme fit for a raging war with gladiators. Yet the handsome young athlete was far from warrior status, even though his heart carried the passion. Sweat poured from his face onto the gloves below that pounded the bag. With each hit, Cameron's face displayed intense concentration. Teeth gritted, with his jawline aching from the constant pressure. A combination of right hooks followed the left jabs to the bag. Each time, Cameron twisted from the hip, drawing all of his power. The timer rang on the clock that indicated the end of a 4-minute round. Cameron's total concentration remained undisplayed by the piercing ringing of the timer. Everyone around him stopped, panting away. Some were holding their hands over the back of their heads to catch some air, others collapsing to rest on the floor. Following a forceful uppercut to the bag, it swung backwards towards Cameron and he ducked his left shoulder, easily weaving past the object.
"That's time!"
The shout from the back of the room hit Cameron's ears, but he ignored them.
"Yo!"
On this occasion, Cameron stopped. He turned to notice the rest of the class watching him, those accusing eyes focusing on him. Without breaking the look in his face, the muscles tight around his neck and jawline tensed, and he shook the sweat from his forehead and reached for his towel lying on the floor next to him. For the past year, Cameron had been searching for an outlet that would calm those tumultuous battles raging inside him. He went through all the usual rituals of partying, women, and self-defeating behaviour, but the practices only served to further escalate the emotions he had tried so hard to suppress. It was only after the suffering nearly killed him that he turned to drilling his body with energy-sucking physical workouts. He could leave the gym silently, confident the battle in his head was calming, even just for the present moment. The persecution gave him the strength to command the attention his fame deserved. Admirers gravitated to his energy, yearning to learn more about this modern-day enigma. It was a strange relationship. They fed their hunger to satisfy their emptiness, while Cameron found solace in the attention. At no time did Cameron's presence go unnoticed. The prying eyes pierced his soul while he walked to the sleek luxury vehicle in the front of the gym. Gorham, his driver, stood by the car and took his gym bag as Cameron approached. "Hello, sir. How's the workout?"
"Pleasant, thank you," replied Cameron.
While climbing into the back seat, taking care to duck his head, Cameron felt his oppressions ease once he was safely behind the dark-tinted windows, a puff of his cheeks with a sigh, slumming back into the seat. Gorham noticed a reluctant nature about his boss today.
"Sir, is..."
"Yes, Gorham?"
Cameron interrupted.
"Fine, sir."
"Where are we headed?"
"The bespoke menswear shop in St. Christopher's Place."
"Of course, sir."
The atmosphere inside the car silenced, Cameron's reluctant nature seeping to the surface. Gorham knew his boss well, and it was not an unusual circumstance. City traffic was light at that time of day, shortening the drive. Gorham pulled up to the curb, parking in an allocated bay before climbing out and opening the back passenger door.
"Sir,"
he motioned. Cameron hesitated before exposing himself to the world once more. He paused to scan the streets in hope of finding a friendly face, a face that somehow would at least try to help resolve some unanswered questions. When no such face presented itself, Cameron took long strides and entered the shop where he was greeted by Darren, the proprietor, an English menswear designer with family roots in Italy.
"Cameron, my friend, it has been a while.
How are you doing? You have perfect timing as we have our new collection just in. You will love the pieces."
He smiled with relaxed shoulders. The shop was a neat, exclusive store hidden away in the passages of St. Christopher's Place behind the hustle of Oxford Street. As Cameron walked through the entrance, he scanned all the displays of shirts and blazers on show, and the clever placement of accessories of ties and scarves that complemented the main garments to entice the consumer to purchase more than they came for. Cameron felt encapsulated with the surroundings and obvious calmness within Darren, whom he regarded as a friend.
"It seems your collections get better and better,"
Cameron remarked with a smile as he rifled through some of the blazers on the rack, which were highlighted to his attention by the spotlights overhead.
"How are your sons getting on in the new school? I remember last time I came in, the move was concerning you."
Darren moved from behind the counter where he was going through the takings and matching the stock items with what was projected as needed for the coming weeks, toward where Cameron was standing and admiring the clothes.
"Oh, thanks for asking, mate. They settled in eventually. Obviously found it difficult to start with, but all turned out well. Much better school for them in the long run."
Cameron acknowledged this with a nod as he gradually moved around the shirt counter in the middle of the store. His movements stayed smooth and calm, which was common for him when he felt distracted from the daily thoughts of his previous battles and scars. Darren looked over to Cameron.
"Is everything okay, Cameron? You seem like you've got a lot on your mind."
Cameron tried to contemplate a response. He felt his heart pounding. His sweaty palms drew his attention, and he slowly rubbed them on his thigh. His eyes narrowed slightly, with a focus on his false smile as he looked up at Darren.
"Today marks exactly 1 year, Darren." The room stayed silent for a short time.
Darren knew of his previous loss.
"Oh, I'm sorry, mate, I didn't realise. Oh, I still can't get my head around it. To just disappear with no trace, nothing. It's like she never existed."
Cameron paused before giving Darren a response to check for other patrons in the shop. Cameron opened his mouth ready to speak, trying to form the sentences, but nothing was coming out. He closed his mouth, bit the inside of his lip, breathed in deeply, and let out a deep sigh. The quick shift of body language prompted a change in style and focus. No words were needed, just the action was enough.
"So, Darren, what do you have for me? Let's spend some money. A number of fitted blazers should suit your body frame perfectly,"
Darren remarked as he clearly got the hint that Cameron did not want to discuss the matter any further. The blazer was Cameron's style, tapered at the back with two pleats. The smooth fitting over the shoulders with two buttons in the centre at the front would take advantage of Cameron's sculptured midsection. Cameron took the garment, posing in front of the mirror, admiring his physique. Darren commented,
"With just a few adjustments in the shoulders, it will be a perfect fit."
"Where's Lee today?"
"Out with the ladies again, no doubt. We arranged to do some training, but I haven't heard anything from him. He's such a ladies' man, and a tart."
Cameron chuckled.
"But you know, I wouldn't change it. It's good entertainment to let us know what we old farts are missing out on."
"Ah, you know him, Cameron."
Darren left the room towards the back of the store where the stock was kept.
"Always out and about. He's a pretty boy, not serious about anything. But he is great at what he does here.
Please tell him I said hi."
As Darren finished putting the final pins on the sleeves of the blazer, Cameron felt an urge to get on with his day.
"Are we done here? I'll have these picked up next week if that's okay with you, Darren.
And we really need to do dinner sometime. It's long overdue.
But let's look at what works for both of us. A message over a few dates?"
Darren moved to the back of the room and hung up the clothing once Cameron had taken care to remove the blazer.
"Yeah, we need to do that again soon. Just let me know what works."
There was no reply from Cameron, and as Darren glanced back into the main shop floor, he caught sight of Cameron walking towards the door. The shop doorbell chimed as Cameron left the building, and he glanced up to see his driver waiting with the car door open.
"Gorham, I'm going to walk. Meet me on the walkway at the South Bank near the Shell Centre. I'll ring you when I'm ready."
It was one of those rare sunny days, and Cameron felt the warming rays radiating against his face. A cool breeze scented the air with fresh wildflowers. To many, this would be a day to enjoy. To others, this was far from an ordinary day. For Cameron, his subconscious was transfixed by a memory that contained a combination of pain and comfort, nostalgic reminiscence. Painful memories swirling around in his head, all centered around one name: Emily.